Hey Annaba, hey Annaba, hey Annaba. Hey Annaba, hey Annaba, hey Annaba.
Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. I have been a full-time entrepreneur for 8 years, and nothing excites me more than being able to say my group coaching containers are powerful. Time and time again, I've seen women return to their study to deepen their practice and to more effectively embody their wild, wealthy, feminine essence inside of their own entrepreneurship. So with that, letting you know again, the doors are open to the Wild Wealthy Feminine 6-week transformation journey. This is a live group coaching container, but it's not just live calls. It's also trainings every single week, meditation activations, and journal workbooks, because this is a method that I am teaching you and sharing with you, the method that transformed my life, my business, and my way of being. I would not be the embodied leader I was today if it wasn't for these principles that I share inside of the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. For so long, I was approaching business from this masculine way of force and burnout and hustle, and I was riddled with imposter syndrome. And once I figured out how to heal all of these things, that's when my bank account, my business, and my reality started to shift. And I want to provide all that medicine to all of you as well listening on the show. So this is just a reminder to let you know the doors are open to the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. You can come check it out, laurenoflove.com/wild. They will only be open for a limited amount of time, so make sure you jump on it if you're feeling the call to study and expand, to become the leader you've always wanted to be, and to receive the business of your dreams. It all starts with the Wild Wealthy Feminine. So again, that's laurenoflove.com/wild. Hello, you guys. Here we are. Hi, Melanie. Hello. So happy to have you on the show today.
So happy to be here.
I'm super pumped. We've been talking a little bit on Instagram, and now we get to drop in and hearing all the magic that you're moving through. I want to hold space first and foremost for you to introduce yourself and to share with the community who you are and the work you do in the world.
Yeah, thank you. My name's Mel. Melanie Levy Fitness is my business. I launched it last year. I'm a personal trainer, but I work with women to help empower them, to help them build confidence that we see in the gym, but also outside of the gym, and truly helping people realize their true potential. I feel like a lot of people don't realize that and they need that little push. And it's my calling to be that person, to give them that little push and see what they're capable of, truly capable of. So I help people obviously with the physical, but also the mental too.
I love that.
Yeah. I have a personal training business here in Sacramento, California.
That's incredible. So I'm curious for you, there's obviously in-person present work locally. What was your drive to develop more of a relationship with the online space? Because I know obviously coming into Wild Wealthy Feminine, we talked a lot about online strategies. What made it for you that like you wanted to have that experience of study?
Yeah, it's important to have an online business as well as in person. And I am building my online business because it gives me more freedom down the road right now, and also down the road, to be able to work from anywhere in the world, to be able to travel and continue to help people from wherever I'm at. And then it also extends my reach. You know, I don't just help people here in my city, but I can help people everywhere. So I have online coaching clients all over the place, which is really exciting.
I love that. Yeah, it's so beautiful. What I'm curious, like just something that's coming through, I wanted to ask you your journey with fitness and like getting into this work and making it feel and having the feeling that it was such a priority for you to help others. I always kind of feel like we're our first client, right? So for you, like what was your journey with relationship of health and fitness that made you feel called to step into this work?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've always been active. I've always gone to the gym, but there was definitely a time where I would go to the gym and I would look over at the benches and go, I'm intimidated, or I feel like I don't know how to do all that. And so I just go over to the treadmill or the elliptical and I do my cardio, and hey, I'm at the gym and that feels good, but I'm leaving so much on the table. And so when I hired a coach back in 2016, and I started to learn how to use these tools, how to use the machines, how to use the dumbbells, how to use the equipment that typically women are a little intimidated with, then I started to feel empowered. And I wanted to share that with other people. It's like, hey, you know what? You can go where all the benches are, and you can be like, excuse me, I'm going to work out right here. I want to empower women to be able to do that. So that's where that started for me, was realizing like, hey, this isn't just for men. This can be for women also.
I love that. And I think, you know, just one thing I want to like honor about you that I'm learning as we're having this conversation and our talk before, is that the common trend that I'm witnessing is that when you want to learn how to do something, you get a t-shirt, right? Like whether that was your fitness coach in the beginning or the Reiki study that you're stepping into, or even in Wild Wealthy Feminine, I'm wondering, like, has that always been a priority for you to like really work on mastering skill sets with other experts who are ahead of where you are? Or is that something you learned how to do along the way?
No, I've always thrived when I have a coach or a teacher. I feel like I will always want to be a student. I've always wanted to learn. There's always like to be the smartest person in the room. There's nothing exciting about that. And there's no gifts. There's gifts there, like that you could give to other people. But but I never want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to learn from other people. And there's so much access to that, like in every aspect. Wild Wealthy Feminine, for example, it was like, oh, I can, you know, now we have this online system where I can seek out information and education. So yeah, I've always worked with somebody that's a mentor, at least to me, to be teaching me how to be a better human.
I love that. Yeah, I think that, you know, for me as a woman, I like even just what you're talking about in like the fitness world, like I always felt a great amount of fear and insecurity in like allowing myself to be supported. That was like a big wound I had growing up of like, I can't ask for help, or I'm not worthy of investing to get the support I need to grow my education. So I think it's really cool that you're showing up to give women permission to be empowered to learn the things that will allow them to feel more confident and safe in their bodies and in their relationship with movement. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. Can we like also, I just want to hold space to ask a question that's coming through. In your decision to get the support to study and learn the tools of the trade in the online space, right? Did you try, like, I don't even know this. Did you try doing it on your own for a little while before you actually invested in a coach? Or were you just like, no, nope, I'm going to learn, I'm going to do it, let's go?
I love this. So I did do it on my own, and somebody, actually my first business coach, had posted something online and she said, are you running your business like a side hustle? And there was this pause and I was like, I am. She goes, you're the CEO, start running your business like you're the CEO. And I was like, oh, I love that. And that's what launched me to start running my business differently. But that experience, so many great tools, but maybe not aligned perfectly with the way that I run business. And so I love having these experiences that maybe aren't super aligned to learn like what does work for me and what doesn't work for me.
100%.
And to seek out something totally different. Because there's, again, there's so much information out there to gather, and some of it will stick, and some of it you can let go, and you can keep what works, and you can let go what doesn't work for you. Just so cool.
Yeah, I've had a lot of women in many of my programs who have said that, like, it's not their first rodeo. They've invested in something else before. And like, some people feel an immense amount of like guilt or shame or frustration around like not really having the alignment that they want. But I feel like, yeah, it's really beautiful what you're saying. Like, sometimes those lessons in my experience have been the greatest of like, yeah, this wasn't for me and I learned, right? I figured it out. Now I see this isn't in alignment for me. So what were the old ways of doing business that you felt were not in alignment prior to coming into Wild Wealthy Feminine?
What I didn't know was a very masculine approach. For example, a plan of attack on my calendar for, like, let's say 3 weeks. And every Monday at 2, you do this. And every Monday at noon, you do this. And everything was calendar blocked. And what would happen was I'd get to that time and I'd be like, ugh, I don't want to do this right now. This doesn't feel like, I just don't want to do it. And so sometimes I would do it begrudgingly. And then sometimes I wouldn't do it. It just didn't feel like I wanted to do that right now. And so that masculine approach to running my business did not work for me. You know, some of it is helpful. There are some things that need to happen at certain times, and there's a cue for that. You got to put the cue in order of importance. But then there's some things that can wait, and so learning that approach, and taking what sticks, and then letting go what wasn't helping me out. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. And I know throughout the program too, we had some conversations around sales, right? Sales was also kind of a place where you felt like masculine energy was showing up in your business. Can you talk a little bit about that too?
Yeah. From the sales side of things, it was about having a script, and maybe not like going exactly by the script, but like making sure, okay, I got to ask all these questions. And just not really feeling like my authentic self. That masculine approach to sales, which are phone calls, discovery calls on the phone, wasn't working. It wasn't working. And I'm like, why isn't this working? This is what I'm supposed to be doing. It didn't work.
Yeah. So let's talk about what started to work. What did you change in your sales strategy? What shifted in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program for you? Let's open up that. I'm really curious to know.
Yeah. So in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, one of the first things that I absorbed and learned was that I have to trust that the right people are going to come my way. And that felt like, at first that was like, oh, that's just something people say. You know, that's the thing that people say. Is it really true? And then through my spiritual practice, I started to trust more. I was like, no, this is the right people are coming. I would lose a client and then have this major freak out. Oh my God, money, you know, time. Oh my gosh, how am I going to get a new client? Versus just trusting. The Wild Wealthy Feminine program taught me to just trust that the right people are coming my way, and I'm putting, you know, work in place to make that happen, but it's more of a flow. And what started happening was, once I started to believe and to trust in this process and not have a script and trust that the right people were coming, for every client that I lost, I gained two. Yeah. And I was like, and you know, I'd push that aside. But, oh, that's just a coincidence. That's just coincidentally that happened. No, it freaking happens every time. And so now when I lose a client, I'm like, okay, cool. What's happening next? It's exciting. You know, it's like setting you up for the next thing that's coming.
I'm so glad you said this, because just recently in my journey of entrepreneurship, I had a very similar scenario where I had just come out of the Heal program launch, and then I had
two clients that had their one-on-one clients, and they both had family situations that were really making it difficult to prioritize the work we had set intention to do. And it felt right to be like, okay, let's pause here. And then through that pause, I had more space, right? And then all of this other opportunity started to come through that was really what I was calling in. And so it's just really beautiful for you to acknowledge that and to feel your energy where you're like, oh, yeah, this is all in divine faith. What do you think, like, in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program and in the Heal program, we talk about this too, the wounding that like keeps us kind of blocked from that place of trust and from that place of abundance. Were there aspects of the inner work we did throughout that program that were like, oh, that was what I needed to let go of in order to be more trusting to receive?
Yeah, the money part. The relationship, that was the hardest part. I just wasn't connecting with that. I was like, I don't understand. How do I have a relationship with money? It doesn't make sense. And I was so focused on it. I was so focused on money and numbers. And I have to hit this number. This is my monthly goal. It's cool to have goals, but like I put my heart on that shit. And then I wouldn't hit it. And I'd just be tanked. And what I learned in the program was that, like, to stop focusing so much on these numbers, and that is coming to you. It's so simple. It's so simple. But it was almost like I had to hear it a few times to go, oh, okay, you know, this moment. But definitely that part was powerful. And then just my approach to business.
Yeah, the potent thing I think about that healing week, because I know we do all these different healing weeks, right? And the healing week around our relationship with money and the way in which we perceive money and the wounds and the stories around it, there's so much that women don't realize around like why we grasp so deeply to numbers and like the significance we give it and the meaning we give it around our worth. And knowing that you're in the fitness industry and you're helping people with their bodies, did you ever see that translate to like how women look at the scale and like how they obsess with numbers of what they're bench pressing or whatever it may be? Have you seen that analogy?
Yeah. And I actually address that analogy with my clients. I go, do you have a scale at home? And they go, yeah. I go, throw it away, throw it out, get rid of it because it messes with your mind, right? It's important if you're a bodybuilder, but most people aren't. Bodybuilders. Most people aren't doing bodybuilding competitions or bikini competitions. People just want to feel good. So stop like looking at the numbers and just be consistent. You know, how many times did you work out today? This week? 4 times. That's great. Mm-hmm. 3 times this week. That's cool. That's 3 more times than most people. The scale, instead of the scale, like how do you feel in your body? Do you have more energy? Like stop looking at the numbers because it can mess with your mind. It can mess with your psyche. And that's not helping you. That's just making you stressed out. So yeah, there is a connection there.
It's really powerful to reflect on it here in this moment, because I know for a lot of women, when we're obsessing with the numbers in our bank account, we're also the type of women who obsess with the numbers of our Instagram followers or the numbers of likes or the numbers of comments. And we're just constantly trying to quantify versus creating a business that feels good. So to you now, Melanie, I'm quite curious, what are the feel good energies that exist in your business and how do you feel showing up today?
It's the process for me. It's not about the numbers anymore. They're important. But I realized that when I stopped putting so much focus on the numbers and I just enjoy the process and like put my heart out there and like lead with love, like truly leading with love in everything I do, that the money's coming. The gifts are coming. It had to start with me, not what I was doing or who I was talking to and how many calls I was making. It started here. And then that just like spreads everywhere. And if I heard myself say this a year ago, I'd be like, what? What are you talking about? You need to be making 20 phone calls a day.
Hustle.
Yeah, hustle, they call it, you know, what is it? Hustle culture. It's just, it's not for me. And you know, I'm in a place where I can make my own schedule and I'm not working 60 hours a week. A lot of my clients work 60 hours a week. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't want to be that person.
So this is really about designing a version of life that feels most in alignment with your heart and yes. And allowing the business to reflect that. I love that so much.
You say it better than me. I'm gonna write that down. That's great.
Yeah. No, it's just really beautiful. Like I'm just mirroring to you what's coming through, and it's just really amazing because like I remember you on those first calls, and I remember like the awareness that I felt in my body was the concern, right? The concern to like let go of clients that didn't feel in alignment, the concern to like, what if this releases and nothing comes? And now to be like, I wish people could have been a fly on the wall for like the before and after energy of what I'm witnessing, because it's just really incredible. And like, I just want to reflect that. And I want to honor you. Like, forget the fact that we're doing a podcast. Like this is amazing. Like, fuck yeah. And that peace that you've been able to harness within yourself around your own journey of achievement is going to be so palpable for women who want safe space to abandon those stories in the relationship with their bodies and their relationship with fitness, right? It's like you're being the representation of that peace that they really want. So like, hat off to you, sister. It's amazing. Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, those women, those are the women that I'm working with now. They're completely different than it was last year in the best possible way. And all of it's a learning experience, right? Like no regrets. Last year was awesome, but this year is like on such a higher level in terms of me feeling fulfilled with what I'm doing and the gifts I have to give. It's so different and it feels so much better. And because I feel better, I can share that with others.
Ah, yes. Yes, I love it so much. Thank you for that medicine. And like, I hope everybody listening really anchors that in as permission to do the same for themselves. Like, work on you, put yourself first, you know, take care of your own relationships with things in your own life so that you can be that medicine. So yeah, thank you, Melanie. Thank you so much. If you had a moment, like, could you share like what you feel you would want to tell a woman out there who maybe is the old version of you, who's wondering if she should come into that program and isn't sure, like what would you say to her to give her medicine? What would you offer?
Yeah, I'd remind her that it is hard and it is uncomfortable and it's not going to be easy, but you can do it. You can do it if you really want to in your heart to do it, to make positive change in your physical and mental and your soul. Like you can, you have the power. You don't need me, but I can support you and guide you and coach you to become whoever you want to be. But yeah, it's scary and it's intimidating. And, you know, it looks like it's huge price tag and that can be intimidating too, but you have to invest in yourself. You're the most important person to invest in.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So let's hold space if we may. Like, obviously the layer of your work now is much more inner focused, and I want to really hold space because there are a lot of women here who are looking for that permission to abandon the scale and that permission to let go of pressure and really find an aligned way of moving their bodies again. So can we just hold space before we sign off for you to share a little bit about your work in the world and where people can find you and the type of support you hold for others?
Yeah. Wow. Where do you start? Yeah. So I want to work with women who want to make positive changes. They just don't know where to start. And, you know, maybe, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, when I was in my 20s and when I was in high school, well, you're a different person now. And that's a beauty all of its own. But like, let me meet you where you're at and let's talk about where we're going. And let me guide you in a way where you're going to see progress and you're going to see results But most importantly, you're going to build this newfound confidence, which, you know, spreads way beyond the gym, at home, with your family, with your work, with all of your relationships, this newfound confidence. You can be a new human. Look at me.
Yeah.
In less than a year. So I, you know, for anybody that's listening, thank you for listening. And I'm looking to coach people online in the online space. We will build a relationship online. I'll talk to you every other week. I'll help you with what you need to be doing in the gym. Mm. I'll support you. There's tons of communication.
I love
questions.
That.
What am I eating? How often do I move? How much sleep should I get? What do I do with this stress? I'm going to help you through it, all the real life stuff. So it's not just, hey, here's your program. You're doing squats and push-ups and this. Good luck. It's so much deeper than that, right? We really have to get deeper than that, or it's just a workout. And, you know, experiencing movement as a gift, like something we get to do instead of something we have to do. Being, you know, movement freedom, being somebody that can keep this going for a really long time, because I want to be 90 years old and still doing squats. I want to do this forever. I want that for the women I work with. This is not a 6-month program. This is a lifestyle. So I want to help you create that lifestyle of movement.
I want to say, like, it's just so interesting to hear you hold such empowerment around your work. And like, I think about, as you're sharing, every point you're sharing, I'm like, yeah, also business. Like, it translates, it fitness and business, like, they really, oh my God, they translate so much, right? Because this isn't just a 6-month program, this is a lifestyle, and I want you to be able to do this forever. That's about alignment, right? It's about like having an aligned relationship with activity, or whether that's activity in the gym or the activity in entrepreneurship. Like, you can't actually sustain something that you're forcing and that feels like it's just trying to achieve. So it's just really cool to hear that synchronicity and that comparison, and just reminding people, like, yeah, just that general theme of like alignment and what you're doing and how you're doing it is the key to sustainability, and it is the key to consistency. And when you do it in one area, you get to do it in every area of your life. And that's why I think fitness is so tangible, right? Because it's like, when you have a healthy relationship that way, it has such an impact in all the other areas.
And I feel like you have to think about who do you want to be? Like, what kind of person do you want to be? Because there's so much work around, like, why don't people stick with things? Like, why did you sign up for this? And then you didn't do it and you fell off. And there's so much like nerdy stuff you can get into and trying to figure this out. But I believe what it comes down to is you have to decide what kind of person you want to be. Mm-hmm. And if you truly want to be that person, then you'll do whatever work you need to do to be that person and continue to be that person. And that can change, and that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we learn new things and new education, new programs.
New versions of ourselves we get to meet all the time.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
It's amazing. So Melanie, where can people find you? Can you share like your links, your Instagram handle? If people want to explore building this deeper relationship of study with you, where can they go?
Yeah, so the best way to reach me and see me would be on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Melanie Levy Fitness, or at Melanie Levy Fitness. And also, I have a website. It's www.melanielevyfitness.com. And those are great ways to reach me. If you want to email me, go old school. Email is email old school. It's melanie@melanielevyfitness.com. I love hearing from people. I love communicating. Even if you're like, oh, I don't need a trainer. I don't, you know, but I have a question. I'm like, cool. I'm here to like help people and be of service and make new friends all over the world. So please reach out, say hi.
Amazing. We'll put your links in the show notes. You guys can swipe down to the show notes to see all of Melanie's contact information. Thank you, Mama. Thank you for being a student of the Wild Wealthy Feminine. Thank you for showing up to do your work and to put yourself first to be able to help other people more deeply. It's your transformation and just what I've witnessed has been amazing. So thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. And yeah, excited to see where you go from here.
Yeah, thank you. The program was amazing. I owe a lot to everything I learned in there, to who I am and who I'm becoming. So thank you.
Thank you, Mama.
All right. Bye, Lauren.